So are you finally gonna speak to me or not? It would be kind of harsh, you know, coming over to my house to hang out with me and not saying a word. If I didn't know you so well, I'd be pissed. Oh, come on. You can't ignore me forever. I already apologized like a million times over. What else do you want me to do? I didn't mean to call this guy my new best friend on purpose. It just kind of slipped out. It was a mistake. I'm not even close to him anyway. See, I'm deleting his number. Are you happy? Huh? Who's this? Why'd you put your phone away? No, what do you mean it's nothing? I thought we didn't have any secrets for each other. We're best friends, aren't we? Come on, I know you're gonna end up telling me everything anyway. Look at this pretty face. I'm just too cute for you to resist me. Excuse me? You're what? Your new friend. And why didn't you tell me sooner about this new friend of yours? No, I'm not overreacting. I know you're not a little kid anymore, and you can make your own decisions, but I used to be your only friend. So, yeah, if I'm honest, I don't really appreciate you chose to befriend this person, who, by the way, is a total stranger to me. When we were in kindergarten, you always used to follow me anywhere I went. As if you were my little pet. Oh, to be a little girl again. You're so cute when you were little, you know. I miss those times. You're totally wrong. I'm not jealous. I think the right word would be disappointed, actually. I really believed that you only needed me. And it made me kind of feel special, to be honest. Oh, and now you're hugging me. Look at you. I'm begging for my pardon. Well, don't worry. I forgive you. I know I'm still your number one, right? Right? You know what? Let's talk about something else. My poor brain needs to process the fact that you want to replace me. Ow! You're not funny, you know that? I was just kidding. A joke. It was a joke. Oh, so now you want to play truth or dare? Right now? You know what? That's not a bad idea. Let's do it. But I get to go first. Truth or dare? Truth. How did you meet this new friend of yours? No, really. In a Discord server. So you two have never met in real life? Okay, all right. One question at a time. I get it. Your turn, dumbass. I'm gonna go for truth. My favorite thing about you. Oh, without hesitation, your reactions when I tease you. They are the literal best thing ever. I love it when you get all flustered because of me. It makes me feel powerful. Do you not believe me? Then how about I show you? I just love the way you did your hair today. It looks so good on you, baby. And you smell so good, too. I recognize that cologne that I got you for your birthday. Did you choose this one because you knew that we were going to see each other today? Aww, you're the sweetest. Come on, don't act all surprised now. Did you really think I wouldn't notice? I really like every detail about you. You're bright red. Do I really have this much power over you? Oh, you're so cute. See? You're all flustered. My turn. Truth or dare? Dare. Finally. I dare you to rest your head on my lap. I know you worked really hard today, and I think you deserve this. What makes me think that you want to do this? Are you serious? You do it, like, all the time. And come on, it's a dare. You have to obey your master. Good boy. All jokes aside, I really appreciate spending time with you. You have to promise me that you're never gonna give me up. Never gonna let me down. Never gonna... Okay. Okay, all right. I won't regroll you. I'm sorry. But for real, I don't want my best friend to abandon me. You mean so much to me. You're basically my other half. I couldn't imagine my life without your annoying voice. When you have fun with that weirdo you met online, don't forget about your beautiful, sexy best friend, okay? Wait, did you just yawn instead of hitting me? It's okay. We can play truth or dare later. You look tired. I'll allow you to take a little nap. I'll wait until you wake up. Sleep well, cutie.